Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Quipscope, a show where we talk about a game that's come out, is going to come out, or is coming out very soon. My name is Ashton.
And my name is Ben.
And Ben, you've been the boy playing the game this week.
I have. We always have at least one boy playing a game.
Yeah. What game have you boy been playing?
This boy's been playing Moss Book 2 on PlayStation VR. Now, this is a huge moment for me because as I have often talked about on Triple Jump, my PlayStation VR has been in a box since I moved here in the beginning of 2019.
Yes.
And absolutely nothing has urged me to remove it from its sort of eternal resting place until now. So Moss 1, I think it was just called Moss, came out in 2018, a good few years ago now. And it was this delightful, you've played it as
I've
well.
I've played it,
this delightful sort of platform puzzler kind of game where it's got this like lovely fantastical story involving woodland creatures.
Play a little mouse called Moss.
A quill.
Quill? It's called Quill.
It's Quill. It's Quill the mouse.
Why is it called Moss then? We'll never know.
We'll never know. It doesn't matter.
It's called Quill.
So you control Quill with the DualShock controller. Mm-hmm. And as the VR headset wearer, you are the reader who is sort of this omnipotent force in their world, and you can interact with various things as well, and everything's presented from sort of a side-on, almost like diorama kind type thing, and you can peer around edges and like look in through windows and stuff, and it's,
you are stationary. Unlike most VR games, you're kind of stationary. It's more about looking around than
exactly
around,
which I think works so well.
Yes.
And it's such a nice approach to a VR game, and I hadn't really seen it done like that before, and it was just such a lovely little adventure that when Moss Book 2 was coming out, I thought, I've got to play that.
I know, I'm really jealous because I haven't got PlayStation VR, so I can't
wait. I'm looking forward to that.
One.
So currently, I believe it's only available on PlayStation VR. But as with the last one, it did eventually come to other platforms. So hopefully it'll, you know, it'll come to other ones as well. This picks up directly where Moss 1 ended. I think the general thrust now, because I've just played through the first couple of like chapters of it, the general thrust now is that you're in this sort of, you've reached the throne room of the castle that you were getting to at the end of the first game. And there are various portals, and you need to go through each of those portals to collect the MacGuffin, I think they're like glass shards or something like that, at the end of each one, which obviously gives you a huge variety of environments. So I've been to this sort of quite, I don't know, like jungly, enchanted foresty kind of area. It looks a lot like Trine in a lot of ways. Like one of the things that we all love so much about Trine is its presentation.
Yeah.
And how sort of colourful and delightful and whimsical it is.
Yeah.
It's very much like that. My main issues with it, because I do have a few issues with it, are pretty much entirely on the headset, I think, because obviously this is, you know, this headset came out in 2017, I think, maybe the PlayStation VR headset. So it's never been the highest fidelity headset anyway. But now, especially as we've jumped into, you know, the PS5 era and the next generation, it is quite blurry, you know, and you can't really make out things perhaps as in detail as the developers would have liked you to. Mm-hmm. Ledges in particular and things that you can interact with and shimmy across are sometimes very hard to spot.
Yeah.
And especially in the early goings when it's introducing you to stuff, it just, all it would need is a line on the screen that says, you can climb up these things, but it just doesn't say that.
Right.
So I was stuck for like maybe 5 or 10 minutes in certain places. Like, I don't know what I'm meant to do. I'm just like jumping at stuff, trying to work out where to go. So that was, you know, that's a real bummer. But as you progress, obviously, you become more aware of where you can and can't jump.
Yeah.
But some of those, some of the places you can shimmy across, they're sort of like, they're well worn. You can see they look kind of different. But because it's sort of blurry, it's not as obvious as it perhaps should be. Mm-hmm. Another issue is that I did have a little bug, especially when there are those issues where you can't really see where you're meant to go. Mm-hmm. I worked out where I had to go, but for some reason, Quill would not jump between the sections she needed to jump between. So she was like hanging off vines on a wall. And I, using my special powers, I got a bug to stand on a switch, which raised up a bit of additional sort of vineage that I could then jump onto. So I managed to jump onto that. And then it just would not let me jump across to the next bit.
Right.
And I was, honestly, I was there for about 15 minutes losing my mind. Because every time I fell off, I had to drag the bug all the way across to a different platform to lower another thing so that I could stand on that and then drag the bug back across so that it would raise it up.
Yeah.
And it turned out that I just had to restart from the last checkpoint because the game had legitimately bugged out.
Mm.
But due to my experience up until that point of really struggling to see where I was meant to go, I thought, this has got to be it, but I'm just doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was the game
that was
messing up. But that is pretty much my only issue with it, is that it can just be a bit unclear. I think it is so charming. I think Quill is absolutely adorable.
Can you still give him a little high five?
Yes, Quill does go for high fives after you complete certain areas.
That
and
was by far one of my favourite moments of that, well, of any game ever.
Yeah.
It's just that little mouse going, hey, give me a high five. And just being able to give me a little high five, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The best thing is that the whole game is narrated like it's a storybook.
Yes.
So there is a voice for Quill, but it's just the narrator who does the voice for everyone else as well. So Quill is still there. I think it would somewhat be ruined if Quill spoke with a human voice.
Yeah.
Like if Quill's mouth moved and human words came out of it. But you can see that Quill is like making squeaking noises. It's so good. Mm. And she does like little dances and stuff when you get stuff right. And if you're like looking around an area trying to work out what to do after a few seconds,
she'll
wave at you like, hey, come on, let's go. I'm over here.
Yeah.
Let's flip and do this thing. So I love Quill. And I love the world, and as I said to you earlier, I think I'm actually going to keep my VR headset out to finish this game. Not that I ever had any intention of just playing it for the purpose of this video and then putting it away, but like I didn't really want to stop playing last night. I did really want to keep going, so I'm looking forward to this, and you know, seeing as my headset's been buried for years. This I think it says a lot that this is the game that makes me want to actually keep it set up and keep using it.
Yeah.
It's good. And PSVR 2, it's on the horizon. Mm-hmm. We know that. And while this game may come to other platforms and presumably be a bit clearer in terms of its visual fidelity, if this is the last major game that comes out on PlayStation VR before it goes and we get PSVR 2, what a swan song. Mm. What a swan song. It's so lovely. I really like it.
It is one of those games that, like, I have such fond memories of, because there was no moments where I was like, oh, this game is, like, buggy, or it doesn't work, or it's frustrating. Like, it's just such a nice game. And even if you are getting a little bit frustrated, the music and, like, the surroundings, you're like, oh, but this little mouse wants to give me a high five. And they're lovely, and I'm just finished the game. It's a lovely game. And I'm excited there's a second one. I'm sad that it's only on PSVR, like, right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will come to Oculus, because I played the first one on Oculus, so I have my fingers crossed. But I mean it won't make me buy a PSVR, but if it comes to other platforms, you may ask, I'm gonna buy it.
Maybe you could gotta go get it. It's good though. I highly recommend it. It's available right now. It's just nice. It's nice. And it's sad because the footage that people are seeing looks horrible, because not only is it obviously a bit blurry when you're in there, but like the way that the PS4 captures it just makes it look rub, like it looks so grainy. So trust me, what you're seeing is not representative of the game.
Yeah.
It's obviously very difficult to accurately capture VR gameplay and make it look as good as it does in the headset, because I've totally forgot, it's been so long since I played a VR game. The sensation of looking up and around you, it's just, you know, the sense of scale, like this world that you're in is very cool. And I'm a really big fan. One thing I will warn people about, though, is that even if you do have one of those camera adapters for the PS5 that lets you play your VR headset on PS5, it is only compatible with a PS4 remote, as far as I'm aware, like a PS4 controller, because it needs to track the light bar on the top.
Do you have to play the VR with the controller? That's your main way of interacting with the
surroundings. So in this one, you don't use the Move controllers. You don't use, like, the wands.
Right.
You just use a DualShock 4 controller.
Have we got confirmation that the PSVR 2 will have not that? Or are we going to have to use the controllers with it?
PSVR 1 had the move controllers, with the ones with the light bulbs on the end. Yes, PSVR 2 has little
Oculus looking like handheld. Yeah,
so it will be different there. In this case, though, you use the DualShock 4 because it tracks the light bar on the top, and you need to move Quill around. So you use the left stick for that, and you use the shoulder buttons to interact with various things as the reader, like open doors and stuff like that. So just be aware that if you've got a PS5, and even if you have one of these adapters for the PS4 camera that works with the VR, you will still need a PS4 controller to actually play the game. It doesn't work with a DualSense. So that could be a barrier for entry. But yes, highly recommended. Really, really delightful, lovely, whimsical game. Go check it out if you still got your VR set up, like I didn't. Or set it up and then play it.
Well, thanks, Ben. It's time for the bit that I am notoriously very good at.
Yep.
The quips. Moss Book 2, more like Moss Book 2 Cute.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Moss Book 2, more like Moss Wook 2, because, you know, I'm having such a great... such a great time, so...
Well,
I think that's it. I think we nailed that.
If you've been listening on the podcast feed, you can check out the footage of the game, even if it is a bit grainy and not captured fantastically.
Yes.
On the channel, we've got another Quipscope coming out, or it's probably already gone out, for LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. So check that one out on the podcast feed if you haven't already. And that's about it. So love you. Bye, I guess.
Yeah, see you later. Cheers for listening/watching. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.